Have you ever wondered about how we choose the books to cover on the show each week? I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick gives us a window into the complex selection process, along with reviews of two new novels that prove, once again, that sometimes you just need a good road trip to sort yourself out. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. As a book critic, I get emails every day, really every hour, about new books that are coming out. Most are from the publisher or an independent publicist, but sometimes they're from the author. These I try to answer almost always by saying that there's not much I can do to get them the coverage they crave. But in a recent case, an author got through my defenses. The book was Goyhood, a debut novel by Reuven Fenton. His subject line was humble inquiry from a New York Post reporter, and it was addressed to both me and Lisa. But unlike most emails we get, Mr. Fenton was not working from some list of radio interview shows that The Weekly Reader is wrongly included on. Fenton actually seemed to know that The Weekly Reader is reviews, not interviews, and referenced a show from 2020 on a comparable title. Though I replied only to wish him luck, it turned out I had a little time between assignments, and I was intrigued by Goyhood. Goyhood opens in small-town Georgia and stars twin brothers, David and Marty Belkin, who are riding around town on bikes getting up to no good when a rabbi comes to town and hits up their lonely single mom to join his new synagogue. The boys are stunned to learn in the ensuing conversation that they are Jewish. The book then fast-forwards a couple of decades when the boy's mother dies. By this point, Marty has changed his name to Meyer and is living in Brooklyn, married to the daughter of an Orthodox rabbi. Supported by his father-in-law, he has devoted his whole life to studying the Torah. His estranged brother David, on the other hand, is a hard-partying wild man who has made and lost a few fortunes but is currently riding high. When the brothers meet in Georgia to hold their mother's funeral, they are in for a shock. Not only are they not Jewish, but their grandfather may have been some kind of Nazi. Terrified to reveal this information to his wife and family, Meyer agrees to a road trip with his crazy brother, who suggests they drive to New Orleans with their mother's ashes. Along the way, they are joined by a one-eyed stray dog and a black social media influencer friend of David's. Wild hijinks ensue. Guess what? I really enjoyed Goyhood, but listening to it in audio was a bit jarring because the narrator had no idea how to pronounce Yiddish and Hebrew words and pretty much got everyone wrong. This inspired me to write the author to see if he'd listen to the audio. He said he hadn't. I told him not to. We had hilarious correspondence, and I told him I'd tell our Weekly Reader posse about Goyhood. So I am. Just brace yourself for Talmud and Barak Atah. We're almost out of time. But I have to mention that another debut showed up in my inbox with the premise of Road Trip with Cremains. This one is called How Does That Make You Feel, Magda Eklund, by Anna Montague, and it features a feisty 70-year-old Manhattan therapist whose best friend dies. She takes the urn on the road trip she was supposed to take with her friend and discovers that 70 is not too late to figure out who you really are.
The books are Goyhood by Reuven Fenton and How Does That Make You Feel, Magda Eklund, by Anna Montague. You can find information about these titles and our podcast at WIPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. You can find the books at your favorite local bookstore or online at bookshop.org. A reminder that Oliver Radcliffe will be reading from his memoir, Frighten the Horses, tonight at 7 p.m. in the Student Center at the University of Baltimore. It's free, open to the public, and should be really interesting. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.